A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
That was the New Delhi Swiss Boys with Champagne Valley Polka. It is 69 degrees outside our Chasm studios, and it is 7 o'clock, and it is time to bring Randy Rothstein in with the Dick Putt Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show here on this Memorial weekend, brought to you by the fine folks over at Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty and Wilmbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany. Every Sunday night you hear this broadcast on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online at mychasm.com. Joyce always records our Dick Putt Show, so we do archive it on our webpage. If you go to mychasm.com, Kirby will archive it for us, and we'll have it under the sports tab that you can listen to previous Dick Putt shows right there on our webpage. All right, it's been a busy weekend so far for amateur baseball games. There has been many games played. There will be some games played tomorrow yet, if the weather allows. Let's dig into some of these scores and highlights. Over in the Sauk Valley League on Wednesday night, Clear Lake traveled to Sauk Rapids, taking on the Cyclones, and Clear Lake defeats the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 5-3. Five runs, eight hits, two errors for Clear Lake. Sauk Rapids, three runs, nine hits, and three errors. Jackson Phillip will pick up the win for Clear Lake, relieved by Tommy Goman in the ninth. He gets the save. And the catchers were Caleb Leintz and Justin Hagstrom. For Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones, Alex Heron starts, taking the loss, relieved by Noah Jensen in the seventh, and the catcher, Jeff Solars. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake on Wednesday night, Matt Cordy was 2-for-3, Blake Brown 3-for-3 with a double, and Tommy Goman had a double. For the Cyclones, Dom Mathias was 2-for-5, Alex Heron 2-for-3, and Noah Jensen had a double. A final on Wednesday night had Clear Lake defeating the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 5-3. Over in the County Line League this weekend, just a couple games on their schedule. Friday night it was Atwater at Painesville, and Painesville defeats Atwater 6-5. Six runs, eight hits, one error for the Pirates. Five runs, nine hits, one error for Atwater. Bennett Evans starts on the mound for Painesville Friday night, relieved by Blake Bogley in the sixth. He'll pick up the win, and the catchers were Grady Fuchs and Reed Johnson. For Atwater, David Kingery starts, relieved by Jack Peterson in the eighth. He takes the loss, and the catcher was Logan Stroman and David Kingery. Some hitting highlights for Painesville Friday night. Grady Fuchs was 2-for-4, and for Atwater, Josh Kingery was 2-for-4. Kobe Holtz had a double, and Logan Stallman was 2-for-2. Final on Friday night in the County Line League, Painesville 6, Atwater 5. On Saturday night, we made this our game of the week here on KASM Radio as we traveled to Regal. Regal, the lighting ceremony taking place as they put up lights in Regal in a pretty cool night. Lots of different things going on at Regal. Painesville there taking on the Eagles, and it was Painesville defeating Regal 10-2. 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Painesville, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Grady Fuchs starts on the mound for Painesville last night, Saturday night. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Luke Johnson in the ninth, and the catcher was Reed Johnson. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Roelop in the seventh, Gabe Roman in the ninth, and the catcher Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday night. Drew Tangen, 2-for-6 with a double. Blake Bogley, 3-for-4 with a double. And Reed Johnson was 2-for-4. For Regal, Luke Knutson, Nathan Meyer, Bennett Schultz, and Kai Schneider, all with hits. So a final on Saturday night. The Chasm Game of the Week had Painesville defeating Regal 10-2. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors has been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and investments advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. And on Friday night, Upsala made their way to Avon, taking on the Lakers, and Avon defeats Upsala by a score of 6-2. Six runs, eight hits, four errors for Avon. Upsala, two runs, nine hits, and an error. Joe Dolan on the mound for Avon on Friday night picks up the win. Relieved by Carter Phillippe in the seventh, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. For Upsala, Nick Freeler starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Swanson in the sixth, and the catcher was Josh Cheon. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Joe Dolan, 2-for-5 with a double. Carter Phillippe was 2-for-4, and Peyton Randall, 2-for-3 with a double. For Upsala, Brady Berger was 4-for-5. So a final on Friday night had Avon defeating Upsala 6-2 over in the Victory League. On Sunday, Flensburg made their way to Opole today, and Opole defeats Flensburg by a score of 11-1 in seven innings. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Opole, One run, three hits, four errors for Plensburg. Isaiah Folsom starts on the mound, will pick up the win. Jack Opatz in relief in the seventh inning for Opol. Russ Spellbaum goes the distance, taking the loss for Plensburg. Some hitting highlights for Opol today. Drew Lang, 3-for-4 with a double. Alex Lang and Luke Beniak each doubled. For Plensburg, Garrett Coquette and Brett Carey had singles, with Carlos Blanchino a double. So a final today from Plensburg had Opol defeating Plensburg 11-1 in seven innings. Nisswa at Royalton this afternoon, and Nisswa defeats Royalton by a score of 13-4. 13 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Nisswa. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Royalton. Carter Dox starts on the mound, will pick up the win for Nisswa today. Sam Jensen comes in the sixth. Benjamin Dornself in the eighth inning for Nisswa. For Royalton, Grayson Suska starts, taking the loss for Royalton. Zach Leopold in the fourth inning. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa today. Nate Duchesne, 4-for-6. He had a double, three home runs in the ballgame, and 6 RBIs. Big day for Nate Duchesne. Riley DeRocher, 3-for-3 with a home run. Cody Rudisilli, 2-for-4 with a double. Jeremiah Pipcorn, 2-for-4 with a home run. And Brent Jenkins was 2-for-5 with a double. For Royalton, Joe Guida, 2-for-4 with a double. And Brady Yurchik had 2 hits. So a final this afternoon from Royalton, it was Nisswa 13 and Royalton 4. Sobieski at St. Wendell this afternoon, and Sobieski defeats St. Wendell by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski. St. Wendell, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Dusty Parker starts on the mound, gets a complete game victory for Sobieski this afternoon. He strikes out 13. On the mound for St. Wendell, Logan Harn starts, taking the loss, relieved by Rolando Ramos in the ninth inning. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Matt Phillippe, 3-for-4 with a double. Ben Thoma had 2 doubles. Colin Cray and Jake Capon each doubled for Sobieski. For St. Wendell this afternoon, Tanner Reese was 2-for-4. Austin Dickman, Logan Harn, and Jake Ethan each singled. The final today from St. Wendell had Sobieski defeating St. Wendell 8-3. Freeport over in St. Stephen today, and St. Stephen defeats Freeport by a score of 11-3. 11 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for St. Stephen, 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Freeport. Landon Lunzer on the mound for St. Stephen today, gets the win, striking out 13. Chris Belling comes on in the 7th inning to earn the save. So that was pretty impressive by Landon to strike out 13 in his 6 innings of work. For Freeport, Caden Tauchus starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nate Mettenberg in the 4th inning, Mettenberg in the 4th inning, and Cam Knutson in the 7th inning for Freeport. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen today, Charlie Kent was 2-for-5 with a home run and 3 RBIs, and Matt Meyer 2-for-3 with a double. For Freeport, Matt Johnson 4-for-5 today with a double, and Nate Mettenberg was 2-for-2. Final this afternoon from Freeport at St. Stephen defeating Freeport 11-3. That's going to do it for my Victory League scores and highlights. When we come back, we'll take a peek at the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Looking for a better work-life balance?
Want a rewarding career with a steady paycheck?
Looking to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Richmond.
We're hiring HVAC installers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
All right, we make our way over to the Central Valley League this evening. On Friday night, St. Nick was at Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and St. Nick defeated Eden Valley Friday night 7-1. 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors for St. Nick. Eden Valley, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. Dylan Rausch gets a complete game victory for St. Nick, and striking out 10 in that game. Tanner Rausch is catcher. For Eden Valley, Austin Berg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Holthaus in the fifth, Austin Schlungen in the seventh, Jackson Geislinger in the ninth, and the catcher, Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for St. Nick Friday night, Connor Lincoln, 3-for-5 with a double. Tanner Rausch was 2-for-5. Derek Keekley, 1-for-1. He had 4 walks in the ballgame, and Matt Cushel, 3-for-5. For Eden Valley, Jackson Geislinger was 2-for-4 with a double. So a final on Friday night had St. Nick defeating Eden Valley 7-1. Sunday's ball games, Kimball at St. Nick today, and Kimball defeats St. Nick. A good one here, 4-2. Kimball, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. St. Nick, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Craig Meyer on the mound for Kimball today. Gives way to Matt Dingman in the sixth. He'll get the win, and his catcher, Shugs Hennin. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts on the mound, relieved by Caden Brown in the fourth. Connor Lincoln in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Tanner Rausch. Kimball scored 2 runs in the ninth inning to take the lead here and win this ball game. Adam Beyer was 2-for-2. Brooks Marquardt, 2-for-3. And Noah Young was 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. For St. Nick, Caden Rausch, 1-for-2, and Tanner Stanwyck was 1-for-2. So a final today had Kimball defeating St. Nick by a score of 4-2. I did not get a Watkins Pearl Lake score. That one was on the schedule. Have not received any highlights from the Watkins and Pearl Lake game. So we will take another break here, and when we come back, we've got a full slate of Stearns County League games right after these messages.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Butch Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Our way to the Stearns County League and get their scores and highlights from this weekend. On Friday night, it was Richmond traveling to El Rosa, and I promised A.J. Hadley that I would tell the story of Friday night, Richmond at El Rosa. Yes, it was a long drive to a town far, far away for the Richmond Royals. That was El Rosa, where they were set to take on the El Rosa Saints. This game featured Peyton Van Beck, who started on the mound for El Rosa, and catching was Jackson Peter. Richmond would counter with Dalton Thielen and Tyler Prom, his catcher. Richmond would draw first blood in this ball game as they scored two runs in the second inning, and El Rosa would fight back in the third inning to score three runs. Three innings, 3-2 El Rosa. And then Mother Nature said, no more baseball, boys, as the lights went dark. The city of El Rosa was dark. The winds were blowing. The winds had pushed trees down on some power lines nearby, and it caused the game to be suspended. So that's the way the game ended. A suspended game on Friday night in El Rosa, with El Rosa leading 3-2. More to come on this story in weeks ahead. All right. Other games on Friday night. It was New Munich at St. Martin Friday night, and St. Martin defeats New Munich by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for St. Martin. 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. Scotty Leeser on the mound for the Martins will pick up the win, relieved by Brady Goble in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Kyle Leeser. For New Munich, Caden Sands starts, taking the loss, relieved by Will Funk in the 4th, Carter Beer in the 7th, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night, Keenan Dingman, 2-for-2, he had a triple. And for New Munich, Ty Reller was 3-for-4, and Devin Hansen a double. Final on Friday night, St. Martin 8, New Munich 4. Let's turn our attention to Saturday's games in the Stearns County League, where Spring Hill traveled to Roscoe, and in 7 innings, Spring Hill defeats Roscoe 16-4. 16 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Roscoe. Ben Welly on the mound will pick up the win for Spring Hill. Carson Cheetah comes on in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Vanderbeek in the 6th, Brandon Schlepper in the 6th, and Dawson Hemish in the 7th. The catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill. Eric Terrace, 3-for-3. Jamie Terrace, 2-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. Dylan Gertgen, 2-for-5 with a double. Owen Meyer, 2-for-4. He had a double. Regan Nelson, big day, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Nathan Terrace, 2-for-3. Devin Orbeck, he had a triple and 3 RBIs. And Ben Welly with a double. For Roscoe on Saturday, Max Ottman had a double. Braden Vanderbeek was 1-for-3. Solo home run in the 1st inning for Braden, and Braden Pung was 2-for-3 for Roscoe. Final in 7 innings on Saturday, Spring Hill 16 and Roscoe 4. On Saturday, over in Farming, Farming taking on El Rosa Saturday night, and Farming defeats El Rosa on a walk-off hit 5-4. 5 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Farming, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. Tyler Schrader on the mound for Farming gives way to Adam Winkles in the 6th. He'll get the win, and his catcher, Josh Becker. For El Rosa, Wyatt Stephenson starts, relieved by Ethan Boat in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Jackson Peter. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday night, Will Mergen, 3-for-5. Adam Winkles, 2-for-3 with a double. Josh Becker was 2-for-5, and Owen Sunderman had the walk-off hit for Farming in the bottom of the 9th inning. For El Rosa, Jackson Peter, 2-for-5 with a double, and Gavin Campson was 3-for-4 with a double. Final on Friday night, Tad Farming defeating El Rosa 5-4. Greenwald over in Richmond on Saturday, and Richmond defeats Greenwald in 8 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Richmond, 2 runs, 1 hit, 3 errors for Greenwald. Isaac Holthaus starts on the mound for Richmond, relieved by Taylan Bragelman in the 7th, and the catcher was Tyler Prom. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 4th, Tyler Engelmeyer in the 8th, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Some hitting highlights for Richmond on Saturday. Dalton Thielen, 3-for-5 with a double and 4 RBIs. Tyler Prom was 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Andy Goose Hadley, 2-for-4 with a double. Isaac Holthaus, 2-for-4. And Justin Schrader with a double. For Greenwald, Jesse Coulter, their only hit. He goes 1-for-1 with an RBI. That hit was a double. So a final on Saturday in 8 innings. Richmond 12, Greenwald 2. Meyer Grove over in Lake Henry Saturday afternoon, and Lake Henry defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 11-0. 11 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Meyer Grove, no runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors. On the mound for Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig will start. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Sam Hupfer in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Shane Campson. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the 5th, and the catchers, Josh Omscheid and Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Saturday. Isaac Leiser, 1-for-3. He had a solo home run in the sixth inning. Grant Ludwig, 2-for-4 with a double. Shane Kamson had a double. Josh Kamson, 1-for-3, a grand slam home run in the fourth inning and 5 RBIs. Jason Kamson was 2-for-4 with a two-run homer in the sixth and 3 RBIs. Cooper Bass, 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Torrey Holmscheid was 3-for-3. And Owen Brick, 1-for-1 for the Lakers of Lake Henry. For Meyer Grove, Alex Welly had a hit and Carson Worms with a double. A final on Saturday had Lake Henry defeating Meyer Grove 11-0. Lake Henry at Spring Hill today on Sunday, and Lake Henry defeats Spring Hill today by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. Torrey Holmscheid on the mound will pick up the win for Lake Henry today, relieved by Carter Wessel in the seventh, and the catchers Isaac Leiser and Shane Kamson. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reberman starts and takes the loss. He goes the distance. His catcher, Nate Terrace. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today, Carter Wessel, 2-for-4, and Cooper Bast was 2-for-3. For Spring Hill, Eric Terrace, 2-for-2, and Jamie Terrace with a double. Final this afternoon had Lake Henry defeating Spring Hill 3-2. Had a dandy over in New Munich this afternoon where Farming Travel taken on the Silver Streaks in 15 innings. It was New Munich over Farming today, 2-1. 2 runs, 11 hits, no errors for New Munich. 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors for Farming. Ty Reller on the mound for New Munich. He starts, relieved by Will Funk, in the 14th inning, and Will will pick up the victory, the catcher, Logan Funk. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, relieved by Ethan Navarchil in the 8th inning. He'll take the loss in the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Carter Beer had 3 hits. He scored the game-winning run in the 15th inning. Will Funk with 3 hits on the afternoon. Ian Funk had 3 hits, and Brandon Holm with a double. For Farming, Will Mergen and Tyler Schrader each with 2 hits today. A final in 15 innings. New Munich 2, Farming 1. Greenwald hosting Roscoe today, and Greenwald defeats Roscoe by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Greenwald. No runs, 7 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Brett Engelmeyer will go the distance for Greenwald today, picking up the win, his catcher, Tyler Thomas. For Roscoe, Max Ottman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Braden Vanderbeek in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Nicholas Hutch. Some hitting highlights for Greenwald, Tyler Engelmeyer, 2-for-4, and for Roscoe, Max Ottman was 3-for-4. A final this afternoon from Greenwald, Greenwald 3, and Roscoe nothing. And I don't have a final in the Meyer Grove St. Martin game today, so I don't know if that game was played or not, but I've not received any scores on that Meyer Grove and St. Martin game if that was played today. We will take another break, and when we come back, we're going to announce our Chasm Game of the Week, where we will be at in the coming week, and also look at some schedules right after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Farmers, have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a lot of equipment. If you're in the market for a TMR feed mixer, manure spreader, feed cart, manure pump, or bedding chopper, then Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is the place for you. Dairyland Supply has a lot of new and used equipment in stock and ready to go to your farm. Give Dan or Randy a call or check out our website, DairylandSupply.com. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All righty, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Our Dick Putt Show listeners are the best. I did get a final on that St. Martin-Meyer Grove game. St. Martin defeats Meyer Grove today 6-1. 6-1, St. Martin over Meyer Grove. Let's take a look at the week's schedule ahead. Over in the County Line League on Friday night, Norway Lake Sunburg will be at Atwater. That's Friday night, Norway Lake Sunburg at Atwater. 7:30 there. On Sunday, June the 2nd, Regal at Atwater. Regal will be at Atwater at 1:30 on Sunday, June the 2nd. Over in the Central Valley League, we have a game that's scheduled for tomorrow. St. Augusta at Luxembourg, that's 1 o'clock, Memorial Day, yep, 1 o'clock tomorrow. That is St. Augusta at Luxembourg. And then for the coming week over in the Central Valley League, looks like on Saturday night, Pearl Lake will be at St. Nick. Saturday night, Pearl Lake at St. Nick. On Sunday, we have Pearl Lake at Eden Valley. Pearl Lake's at Eden Valley on Sunday. On Sunday, St. Nick will be at Luxembourg. St. Nick at Luxembourg on Sunday. And the Sartell Stone Ponies at St. Augusta on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock game over in the Central Valley League. Stearns County League, their games are going on this weekend. On Friday night at 8 o'clock, Lake Henry at St. Martin. This will be part of the Stearns County Classic baseball tournament, and Lake Henry taking on St. Martin at 8 o'clock. I'll be there to cover that game on KASM. That is going to be our next Chasm game of the week. Friday night, 8 o'clock, Lake Henry at St. Martin. On Saturday, Greenwald will be at Meyer Grove. That's a 1:30 start. Then on Sunday, Richmond at Roscoe at 1:30, New Munich at El Rosa, and we have Meyer Grove at Spring Hill. That's a look at the schedules for the coming week. I know there might have been a few additions, being we had all those cancellations early in the season. Trying to stay on top of it here, trying to do my best for you. Join me again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock here on KASM for a recap of all the scores and highlights from various amateur baseball leagues. Tomorrow morning you can catch a recap of these scores on our Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:15 tomorrow morning. And again, a rebroadcast of the Dick Putt Show. Kirby will download that onto our webpage, and you should be able to find that at some point tomorrow. The webpage, just find the sports tab across the top, click the drop-down box, and you'll see all the archived Dick Putt Shows for this year. That'll do it. Thank you, Joyce, back at our studios in Albany. Have a great Memorial Day tomorrow. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy the evening.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with our Dick Putz Show. It is 70 degrees outside our Chasm Studios. This is Joyce Jansen, and I would like to wish Wally and Mary Stang a happy anniversary, 50th anniversary. Yesterday was their anniversary. The Twins lost today to the Rangers 6-0. Also, I would like to remind you tomorrow is Memorial Day. Remember those that have fallen. So with that, I'll leave you. Please continue to listen to our Chasm Lounge, and we will be back next week. Thank you.
Hey, Opie, we found somebody who can sing the Opie's Gold Service Guarantee song.
Well, he can't be better than me. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee, we arrive same day.